In the East African nation of Uganda, there's been a small but growing wave of anti-government protests. So today, the Ugandan government took action. It placed the country's main opposition leader under house arrest. Authorities say they wanted to prevent Kizza Besigye from leading another, quote, destructive march. Dennis Porter reports from the capital, Kampala.
Opposition leader Kizza Besigye has been leading anti-government marches for more than a month now. He's been encouraging his supporters to walk to work twice a week as a protest against escalating fuel and food prices. These protest walks have triggered a massive police and military response, and there have been clashes with police. Besigye was set to walk again today, but armed police pulled up to his driveway. They didn't exactly arrest him, though.
If they want to arrest me, they should formally put me under arrest. But this state of terror, just coming to terrorize me around my home, is completely out of order and certainly unacceptable.
Besigye got into his car and traveled down his driveway. 10 police vehicles were waiting for him. A traffic officer stopped his car, and Besigye began negotiating with two officers in riot.
Am I under arrest? We must get our facts
straight. The police told Besigye he was not under house arrest, but they said if he left his house, he would be placed under what they called preventative arrest to stop him from breaking any laws.
But if I'm not under detention and I am a free citizen of this country, then respect my rights.
Eventually, Besigye relented and went back to his house. He's already been injured twice in the past month or so as police broke up walk-to-work protests. Several people have been killed in the confrontations. Andrew Mwenda publishes The Independent newspaper. He says the authorities who went to Besigye's house today won this round by avoiding a violent confrontation.
Each time the state responds with a lot of violence, it makes many people angry and people join the protests. And each time the government appears civilized, it actually demobilizes the demonstrators.
And police have been changing their tactics. Judith Nabakuba is a police spokeswoman.
Before, we used tear gas and rubber bullets. But we have seen that if he goes on the street, at the end of that day, you find there is confrontation with the police.
Last week, police began employing a new strategy, spraying protesters with bright pink water out of water cannons.
When you are using that water, you touch it, the people who are in that activity, so it is easier for you to know and also to mark. And you find that it is less harmful.
It's also nearly impossible to remove from clothes or buildings.
Then they start spraying. We get scared. We close the door.
Robert Kuryowa works at a shoe store in downtown Kampala. Authorities sprayed protesters in front of his store, and a week later, he still can't wash away the stain.
But as you see this, it cannot go. Maybe the only shall do to repaint it. But right now, it cannot go.
Some store owners say they want the government to compensate them for the damage. Meanwhile, with Besigye confined to his home, there were no large protests today, and Uganda's president has vowed to put an end to them permanently. For The World, I'm Dennis Porter in Kampala, Uganda.